Stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a chapter from the Gospel of St. John. May his blessing rest upon us all. Amen. From the Psalms of David the prophet and the king, may his blessing rest upon us all. Amen. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for his glory forever and ever. Amen. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and the Jews went out to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethsaida, having five porches. In these lays a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well for whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmly 38 years, when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he is already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked, and that day was the Sabbath. And Jesus therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." That the man departed and told the Jews it was Jesus who made him well. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God.